Thursday morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner on KKWC. In time now for a visit with Nate Carr, who's with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, who are a conservation officer in both Hamilton and Hardin counties this morning. Nate, very good day to you, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here this morning. Well, let's talk about some studies of that the DNR has come out there recently, and you were telling me off air about it. Fill us in there, Nate. What do you have?
Yeah, just every time this time of year, we try to get the word out about baby animals starting to have a little bit more of a presence on the landscape and finding them in your backyards and more locally throughout the spring. And our recommendations of what to do if you encounter that, which is always to just leave them alone as much as possible. Typically, people encounter baby animals this time of year and have good intentions. You know, you see a baby rabbit, which is pretty common for them to dig holes and have babies in your yard. And kind of have the misconception that maybe it's been orphaned or needs your help, but typically these animals do not need your help and are not orphaned more often than not. So most baby animals will start to leave their nests or dens well in advance of being able to care for themselves. And during this period of time, they are still under the direct care and feeding of their parents. However, their parents, which are oftentimes nocturnal, if we're talking about mammals, will typically hide their babies somewhere and then go either sleep or find food during the day, kind of giving the appearance that maybe they've been orphaned, when in fact, the mother is more likely going to come back during the nighttime and take care of that baby. When we start to look at birds, for songbirds, this period of time can take, you know, 4 to 5 days. And if you get some larger birds like geese and owls, this period of time may take weeks or even months. So it can be a bit drug out. But again, we just ask that people leave these baby animals alone. That's typically the best thing you can do for them. Typically handling them or spending a significant time around them tends to cause more stress on the animal and creates more harm than good. Not only that, once in a while we see someone take things into their own hands and bring those animals into their homes and try to raise them. Not only is it not an ideal situation for wildlife, it is illegal to take wild animals out of the wild. So again, we just ask that people use discretion and caution, and just better safe to assume that that baby animal is not orphaned and the mother will come and take care of it at some point. And if you're spending a lot of time around it, that tends to be more of a deterrence for the mother to come and return to that animal. If you do encounter a situation where you are confident the parent animal has died for some reason, whether it's roadkill or something else, and you can confirm that is the case, there are wildlife rehabilitators throughout the state. You can find a list online at iowadnr.gov, and in the search tab, you can just type in rehabilitators, and that'll come up with an entire list organized by different counties, so you can try and find someone close to you. But that is a good route to go if you can confirm that is a situation where an animal is in need.
Indeed. Also, there's going to be a hunting season starting soon, right?
Actually, I'm going to shift into kayaking.
Oh, kayaking. All okay. Right. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I was writing this down as fast as I could here there, Nate. So, all about kayaking. And I know for a fact it's kind of hard right now to do some kayaking because of the way of our waters and the rivers going on.
Yeah, it can be hard to catch the water conditions just right. So there's certain things you want to be aware of. And in some ways, it's easier as we get more rain and we get consistent rains to raise the water level.
Yeah, we might have some rain this weekend, way it sounds.
Exactly. So it does help with having to get out and push or pull your boat from time to time, but it also creates more hazards the quicker that water's moving as you encounter different deadfalls and trees that have fallen in water, creating strainers. That can be a hazard and something you have to be cognizant of when you're out there. especially early in the year. You know, in the spring, water temperatures are still fairly cold, which can make someone who's a fairly confident swimmer into someone who does struggle in the water. So something to be aware of, but we certainly encourage people to wear life jackets anytime you're in a boat, including canoe and kayaking, that it may be ankle or knee deep throughout large stretches of the river, but there are holes throughout the river that can be over your head and you can find yourself in. And like I said, if you get into a snag on the river with a bunch of brush and there's a heavy current, it doesn't take much water to put yourself in a bad situation. So I always recommend that you wear a life jacket. And of course, everyone who's on a boat is required to have a life jacket with them. If you're under the age of 13, you are required to wear it. If you're over that age, you're not required to wear it at that point, but you're still required to have one in the boat with you. So make sure you've got good working life jackets that are the appropriate size when you getting your kayaks and canoes out for the year. Doesn't hurt to wear clothes that are appropriate for the weather conditions and maybe stuff an extra pair into a dry bag just in case that pair does get wet.
There you go. Also, now we're in the midst of the turkey hunting season. What have you seen in the last few weeks there, Nate, for turkey hunting?
The turkey hunting's gotten off to a fair start. During second season, we had great weekend weather, high temperatures, dry conditions, so the birds were gobbling really good, and we're seeing a good number of successful hunts out there. Third season, it did get a little bit colder. We started to see some rain, so that slow things down a bit. But the weather's still been decent. You know, turkeys are still gobbling pretty good. Things have been a little slower progressing than we kind of expected coming into this spring, just with some of the cold snaps we've been seeing. Tends to slow things down a little bit, but there's still a good number of birds on the landscape just driving around. I've been seeing a lot of turkeys and a lot of male turkeys, which are the target, and a lot of jakes, which will be more of a target next year. So that's always good to see them in abundance as well. So we're off to a good start. We're just entering the fourth season here, so that'll last a few weeks. And I think we've got a lot of good weather in the forecast, so hopefully we end on a high note.
Right. So that runs until May 12th, I believe, Nate, for the turkey hunting season in the state of Iowa. So, kind of wrap up for this month. What's going to be our next topic next month?
Well, I'll probably dive back into more specifics for boats, and as we get into the boating season a little heavier, and people start hitting the lakes more, we'll get into some more of the specifics on boating and navigation laws.
So we'll talk about that next in the month of May. So, Nate, appreciate the time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Yep, thanks for having me.